This is USA News. President Trump spoke to supporters at the White House on Saturday afternoon, his first public event since being hospitalized with COVID-19 a little more than a week ago.
Well, thank you very much, and keep that enthusiasm going. Get out and vote. We got to vote. We got to vote these people into oblivion. Vote them into oblivion. Got to get rid of them.
One attendee to the event says what's important to him.
When illegals come into the community, they go straight to the black neighborhoods. They don't go into Georgetown, Beverly Hills, or places like that. We have to fight for those resources. So I think if we can really get a handle on illegal immigration, it'll really help out the black community.
Meanwhile, Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden was campaigning in Erie, Pennsylvania Saturday.
But our farmers, just like our union members and anyone who actually does an honest day's work, see him and his promises for what they are.
USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheet special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Hurricane Delta delivered strong winds and heavy rain to much of South and Central Louisiana Friday night, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes across the Gulf Coast.
And right now, Delta's a tropical depression, still raining, still threat of flash floods inland. And the state and our partners in the parishes are doing damage assessments as we speak.
Peter Gaynor with FEMA reminds us safety first when generating your own power.
We've had numerous carbon monoxide poisonings after disasters. And again, we need to keep you safe in these really critical hours until it's all clear and safe to come out.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't like President Donald Trump's roughly $1.8 trillion stimulus proposal. On Saturday, Pelosi called the counteroffer Trump made insufficient and amounted to one step forward, two steps back in negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Working from home may last longer than COVID-19 at the tech giant Microsoft. USA Radio News' Val Dior reports.
Microsoft said on Friday it would allow most of its employees to clock in up to half their weekly working hours remotely, providing greater flexibility even after offices start reopening. The software maker said in a blog post that while returning to office is optional for most employees for now, Microsoft was not committing to having every employee work remotely. The Redmond, Washington-based company had about 163,000 full-time employees as of June. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
President Trump has picked up another nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize after a Finnish member of the European Parliament called for the American president to receive the honor. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas says she was in the Oval Office when the call came in.
It's just such a new day in the Middle East, Pete, and it's happening so quickly that it's almost hard to process all of it. When I was sitting in the Oval yesterday, I was lucky enough to be a fly on the wall and listen to the President Trump's phone call with the King of Bahrain and, of course, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. And the Prime Minister Netanyahu made such an excellent point. He said it took 26 years to get an agreement between Arabs and Israelis, and now within the span of 29 days, we have had two.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.